Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio and a new episode of Miracle Guidance, the Carmen Hara Show. And I'm so excited to be with you tonight. You know, this is a calling show, so I'm welcoming everybody who's calling. There's a lot of you waiting to speak with me, and please hold on the line, Shirley, Rose, my wonderful Pamela, Perry, Andrea, and so many of you. Just bear with me one moment, because I want to introduce the topic for tonight, which is Beyond Beliefs: How to Change Your Life by Actually Changing Your Beliefs and Indirectly Changing Your Thinking. This is something a lot of people try to talk about, and I would love to embrace this topic myself. Because my understanding is that the seed of your reality is actually planted in your mind's eye. Miracles believe in the mind, as do tragedies and losses. Your reality stems from one beliefs, and you can't go beyond your beliefs. I said this a million times. So you have to make sure you're holding on into the beliefs that benefit you. You will have to reevaluate beliefs from time to time, because beliefs like data in the computer, like a software, they need to be updated. You go, you change, you transform, so do your beliefs. So keep them updated. Check them from time to time. And that's why I'm saying reevaluate them. And ask yourself, does what I believe still serve me? Because if I believe something 10 years ago, it might not serve me today. Does my belief allow me to progress and allows me to a personal evolution? Do your belief reflect the potential for miracles? It may be that beliefs are holding you back. It happens a lot of time. They may have been, as I said, outdated, or maybe your beliefs are limited and they're pessimistic in nature. Let's say, just to give you an example, you're stuck in a dead-end job, but you believe you cannot do anything. So how in the name of God will you ever see something better, something different? Or let's say you're in a very unhappy, dysfunctional relationship, but you think that's all you can get and you cannot get out, so you will actually remain stuck in that relationship forever. So ultimately, when you're in doubt, the best thing you can do is change your situation by elevating your beliefs. So when you don't know what you should believe, you have to trust that instinct within you yourself, that ability of the brain that sometimes is called intuition, your gut feeling that tells you you're not okay here, do something about it. So I'm always advising people to center themselves and clear their minds and dig deeper. What will help you ground yourself when you're in trouble? What advice you'll give somebody else? So there are some questions that probably will help you identify the deep embedded beliefs that influence the way you experience life. So I'm giving you one example, and then I'm gonna go and take your calls. Because awareness of your belief is the start of breaking away from assumptions that hold you back. Now, the first thing I want you to think, take into consideration, is what thoughts do you keep thinking? So you want to change your life, you change your thinking, because you're not going to change your thinking if you're not aware of your thoughts. One of the things that I learned is that the brain is programmed by your habits. Have you ever noticed that the more you think about something, the harder it is to get your mind off, and you become almost obsessed? And I've seen people obsessed with other people, obsessed with situation, obsessed to getting something. Because, and then I'll explain you what happens when you're obsessed. The neurons in the brain, they form clusters around your thoughts. Imagine this increase of traffic on those neural pathways that will continue to think what? The same thoughts, and those thoughts multiply and multiply and multiply, and they take over your stream of thinking, and they take over pretty much your life. So obsessive thinking is what creates compulsive disorder personality, creates anxiety, will make somebody turn into depression. And which all of this, it feeds that, as I said, those obsessive thoughts. It's like a broken record, I talk a lot to people that they sound like a broken record, because the same thoughts make them simulate the same action, and not always positive ones. If your thoughts, for instance, tend towards fear, hate, vindictiveness, and you call it an unhappy cycle. But most of us aren't even aware of what we're thinking about, what we're thinking all about, and how thoughts are affecting the way we look at life, our mood swings, our presence, the way we relate to others. So thoughts are everything. It's almost like I feel sometimes that we are made of thoughts, because we, like, a part of us is almost like invisible. There's just that, this body that we think is so important, but that invisible side of us, in which the thoughts, the thinking, the air, you know, that invisible part of us is so powerful. I want to tell you what to do. And again, hold on the line, because I know there's so many of you and I want to get to the call. But I want you to try this exercise to find out what thoughts you routinely have. It's significant. And I want you to keep track of your thoughts, like buy a notebook, and for like a week, jot down notes about what your thoughts during the day and how you progress with them. It can be a short entry, a line or two. Like, for instance, if you have a thought like, oh, I'm exactly in an argument with my husband today, or I'm worried about Trump, or that's very common. Or I'm worried that I won't be able to pay my rent. So don't judge or censor what you write down. Just let everything out. Just let those thoughts out of your system. And you will be amazed, after a number of days of writing down thoughts and introspecting them to the diary, you see a certain, you know, you see a process, you see the repetition of the certain way of thinking. You'll be surprised how repetitive they are. And sometimes those thoughts can be extremely negative. And you have to make sure that your thoughts are negative or positive, so try to dissociate one from another. And also, be careful with the emotions that actually pop up more frequently in your thoughts, because emotions come out of your, steam out of your thoughts. And emotion can be like, okay, I'm afraid of the future, or I'm frustrated, or I'm just angry with everything that's happening in the world, or I hate this COVID thing. And those emotions, you know, steam out of your thinking. And then there's that old saying that what you're afraid, you become. Actually, what you think you become, what you're afraid you become, what you project you become, what you act you become, but what you're afraid you will attract. So I have this view that what you obsess over, you will continue to obsess over. So if, let's say, you're afraid of bugs, you know, you will attract them. My youngest daughter, she's afraid of all kinds of bugs. And there is one bug in the universe, she will see it. I will never see any bugs. But I'm giving you an example. If you relate to this, just let me know during the call. But your obsession will make you see whatever you're obsessed with. Because the mind defaults to the worst possible outcome as a way of defending from the trauma and from the shock. That's a big statement. So it prepares us for the worst. So then when the worst happens, it won't seem that bad. That happens, the body mimics extraordinary things sometimes. The body mimics tumors, the body mimics tragedy, situations that are not real. So the mind defaults, as I said, to the worst possible scenario. And there is a certain explanation for that. But all I can say is that fear is your worst enemy. And we saw this with the COVID. Fear of this became the real pandemic. Why don't we have a pandemic of love? I'm just suggesting all of you listening, let's create a pandemic of love, not a pandemic of a virus or of a disease. Because if we reach that stage of a love pandemic, then the world will be paradise. And as I said, fear is counterproductive, overreactive, and your thoughts lead to hasty and desperate decisions, lead to unhappy results, and to more anger and more negative emotion that will manifest, and as I said, they multiply. So does it sound possible to you? So I want you to shift the content and create, you know what I mean, a different, break through that pattern of a reoccurring thought. So when you analyze yourself after a number of days, you're able to break through those patterns of repetitive thoughts and action. And practice this on a daily basis, and your neurons will link around the positive thoughts. That's why I always said you cannot afford a negative thought, because you need to understand the consequence of a negative thought. I want you to find yourself in a much brighter place by linking your neurons to a positive thinking, consequently to positive action. Also, not only that you observe your thoughts, but you also observe who are you listening to. Because some of us, we listen. Some of us listen to the voice of intuition. I personally listen to the intuitive voice. But some of us listen to other people, influenced by the people that are influencing completely in the wrong direction. But if you have a strong sense of yourself, you don't have to look outside yourself for guidance. Please, please. Everybody listening to my show, don't look outside yourself. Find the guidance within you. Because finding yourself is miraculous. It's giving birth of your own truth. You want to give birth to your own truth. You know, and you want to think twice before following anybody else's advice that might not be your truth. Your truth is your truth. It's different than somebody else's truth. So if somebody else says, do this, that is according to their truth. So find the truth within yourself. And do this when you make a decision or when you evaluate your life. Pay attention who's influencing you. You know, and whose standards are realistic to you, if they are or if they're not. So write down everything that your mind is listening to, and also your first reaction. Because difficult moments reveal who you are in vivid and sometimes unflattering ways. So what is your first reaction to an unpleasant situation? Are you angry, irritated? Are you calm? Are you patient? You know, I see people who are so patient, and some people have such an explosion of negativity. So try to record your reaction to minor aggravation. Minor aggravation, a long line at the market, a traffic jam, I don't know what. So are you annoyed? You know, are you understanding? Are you nervous? Are you calm? So your initial reaction to a minor inconvenience is the way you will live your life in general. Remember my words. So if you keep your composure in moments of stress, you will be a calm person, and you will be able to live a long life, and you will be able to deal with all kinds of minor aggravation. So it is important. So if anger is the first thing that you feel, then change your reaction to small problems. And negative emotions do nothing to help you find a solution. Please remember, as you change your reaction to small things, you will develop a greater ability not to overreact to big things. So I'm gonna go to a short call right now, and I'm gonna talk to my first caller, which I think was Shirley from Florida. Then I'll take a break, and then I'll go to Rose, and then to Pamela, then to Patty, then to Andrea. So all of you guys, hold on the line. So how am I, Shirley? How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I am great. I am really great, because I'm talking about something that I have passion to talk about. So do you resonate with my topic?
Yes, for sure. I mean, right now we're actually with a group of friends, and we're exercising, being more positive, and just
good.
Meditating, and yeah, overall.
You know what I want you to tell your friends how significant it is to exercise, and how your brain will implement that, as much as the brain will tend to implement the negative way of reaction, which will perpetuate in the way you respond to life. So yeah, continue to do that. Is there something in particular you want to ask me tonight? Anything that's important to you to know?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, I talked to you a few weeks ago about meeting someone, and you mentioned that based on my calendar year, I would be meeting somebody. So I was going to see if you could tell me, based on his birthday, if that would be my soulmate.
So did you meet this person already?
Yes, we already met.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. give me, I'm happy for you, my love. Give me his
Thank
birthday.
You. It's June 12th. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know the year?
83.
And your birthday?
December 15, 84.
Okay. December 15, 1984. 84. Hold on. Okay. So this is a karmic relationship. So it actually can be very intense. You do vision the way, talking about envisioning the world differently than him. So I want you to look at him, how his the image he's projecting, what are his goals, what are his intention, because they sometimes they may be opposite than yours. So you have to know how to adjust. I think two people, they adjust to each other, but they have to know each other. So I think that this can work. And he's very charismatic, and he very goal oriented. He can do very well. I don't know if you agree with me.
Yes, definitely.
Very creative, very charming, and you are too. You are a very successful person, and you attract a lot of people, and people like you, and people you work very well with the people around you. You have power to convince people, you know, like you should do speaking in front of an audience and come up with an idea, because you're so great at this. Are you guys planning to move together?
He suggested that for me to go to his place.
Okay. Well, I suggest for you to consider at some point becoming more close, because that will be the opportunity for you to get to know each other. I see this entire relationship progressing. I would give some time. I won't rush into anything here. And I should say that things will get way better in the next number of months between you two. And keep me updated, because I want to know how you moving forward with this relationship. I give a big A+ to this. It can work very well. Just again, get to know him, get to know how he responds to different things. Put him to some tests, you know, and see much more about him, okay? Okay, my
Shirley. What's the number one test you would do with a man?
So I see this man is a number, has 3 times 3, the most benefic number in the Pythagorean concept of time. So he's a very lucky guy and very stable and balanced, and I think you should always consider number three. You, on the other hand, you're more grounded than him, but this you guys can complement each other pretty well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much,
okay,
Carmen.
Thank you, my Shirley, and I love you more. I'm going to go to a break. I'm sorry I'm late with the break. And then I'm going to talk to Rose, and then Pamela, and then Patty, and then Andrea. I love you guys down the line.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio. I'm pretty excited to talk to you about this topic, how to change your life, but really acknowledging your belief and the way you think and how significant it is to have awareness of that, because a lot of us are not aware of that. And I'm going to go to, I think, Rose from California. Hi, my Rose.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Rose. I'm great. You?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I wanted to tell you I love what you said about the love pandemic. Let's bring it on.
Oh my God, I would love a love pandemic.
Yes, wouldn't that be great?
Can we have that and heal this world, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
So that we all fall in love, and it's like a virus of love. And
yeah.
Then everybody gets the virus, and everybody's sweet to each other. We're hugging each other. We're loving each other. We're accepting each other. How can that happen? Why do we need all these
diseases?
And,
we have to come closer to that.
Can we actually, create in a lab something like this? You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what
create that kind of a vaccine. Vaccinate the population on Earth. To a love vaccine, you know?
Exactly. Oh that sounds great.
Oh my God, this world will be such a paradise. You know, we'll love
yeah.
to be only harmony and people hugging each other and helping each other and honoring each other. Goodness.
I know.
Let's
that
pray
sounds
for that.
Great.
How can I help you, my lovely Rose?
Well, I don't want to take up too much time, but
okay.
I've been talking to you about a job that you saw coming up.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened, because it was a little over a week ago, the job pops up. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And at the bottom, it says 30 days plus, that it's been posted 30 days plus. And I'm like, maybe that's a mistake. So I apply. I go back to apply for the job, to upload my resume and cover letter, and the job's not there. So someone
but the job should be there.
Okay, can I tell you the rest?
Right, sure. Please.
Oh, yeah. Just I'll tell you quickly. So someone suggested just try, not this Monday, but last Monday. So I did in the morning, and I was having trouble uploading it, and I happened to call up Apple to get help because I'm like, what is going on here? And the lady was so nice. She helped me, and she was like, you're going to get this job. I can feel it. She's like, claim it. So eventually I got it uploaded. And then that night I was in my email box and I clicked on the name of the employer, and it said, this job, this employer is not hiring. So I'm like, oh. So then the next day, last Tuesday, I look on the employer's website and they have like all the employees posted, and I could see there was a new person in the job that I applied for.
So in other words, that job, somebody else took the job.
Yes, but it was so, weird that.
Weird, yeah. You know what I feel? I feel like this was somebody, an insider, warned somebody else. It's almost like that job appeared public that disappeared the next second because was given through a through the help. It's like an inside job. I don't know how to explain myself.
Oh,
better,
okay.
You know what I mean? But I do believe that there is another job coming in that you're going to get this time. So most important thing is don't get demoralized because of this. Does it make sense?
Yeah, is this at the same company?
The same company different? Will pop a job, and then there's another company that will pop like three jobs. So it's almost like you'll be to a point of having different things to choose from.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because at first I'm just like, God, what happened? But because it also said, the job also said that it was posted 30 days ago, and I had been checking every day for more than a month. But
You know what I feel very, very strong? Is that possible that a job will pop up right away, like in the next 48 hours? Can you check on that? If it's something that comes right away.
I will check.
Immediately. Like check in the next day or so. I feel like as we speak, a job will come there for you.
Okay.
If it's something that will manifest immediately.
Okay. What was I going to say? I was going to ask you something about... I can't even remember. I guess I'll just have to check. So.
Right. I feel like check tonight, tomorrow, after tomorrow, and then send me an email at carmenhara@aol if you got it. Because I feel very strong, and I feel the person who's going to give it to you has a P name, like Paul, Peter, something with a P name.
Do you think this might be a different job?
It's possible that there's one job that has to do with that, and there's another company that offers not only one job. So I think that out of these opportunities that come all of a sudden, you might pick one. But I do feel the person who's offering you has one of these two initials.
Okay, and do you think it'll be better than what I have now?
That might be better than what you have.
Okay, I'll have to okay, well, right. I don't want to take up too much of your time, so.
Okay, my love.
Thank you so much
for calling me.
Thank you. All right, okay. Thank you.
I love you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
You too, my love. Okay. So I'm going to go to Pamela, my beautiful Pamela. How are you, my Pam?
I'm fine, Carmen. How are you?
I saw your picture with Mackenzie. Oh, my God, I love that picture. But that's,
oh, yeah,
that's
that
probably
was
an older
old
picture.
Picture.
An
that
old
was
picture.
An old
I
picture
thought that
from
I,
high school.
Yes, but I love that picture. You had a lot of good memories, you know?
Yeah,
a wonderful time, you know. How are you, my love? So when are you coming to visit me?
I'm coming in October. Okay. Just call me so we can make sure we have the date.
I did call you, but you didn't pick up.
You.
But I didn't. I didn't. I'm going to call you tonight, later this evening. I did call, but I didn't leave a message.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to let you know, when the COVID virus first, you know, like in March, when we started finding out about it,
right.
I made a decision, and I said, oh, no. I'm not getting that. I can't get that. That would I just got too much to do, too much to worry about. And, you know, that has been my thing. But, you know, some of my friends, they obsess about, oh, Dr. Fauci said this, the CDC changed that. And you know what I told them? I said, we have got to think of a way how we are going to deal with this virus ourselves. I know I got to wear masks. You can't be in crowded places. And that's just what you got to do. But I wanted to let you know that I just thought what you were telling us in the beginning of the program about, you know, how to program habits, obsessive thinking, you know, allowing so many people to come into your brain waves and tell you things.
That's exactly it.
So I just wanted to say that's so good, and I got a lot to tell you. Some things that you told me have come true. So
I'll
come down. It's going to be in October. So call me.
Wonderful.
So I can give you
I love you. I'll call you very late tonight. I love you, my Pam.
Thank you
so much for calling me. And I want you that you're so right. I want everybody listening to know that. And also something that people should know and you should know. I think that a lot of immunity, like generalized immunity has happened with us. We become immune, mentally immune to something. You know, when you, at the beginning, we're all afraid, terrorized, whatever. We thought we're going to die. Now we are accepting this and fighting it mentally. And I see that we are going to put an end to this very quickly. I feel like this is not going to last long in the future. And it's going to be all over and it will go forever. I don't see this being like a flu that comes over and over every season. I don't see this. I see this going away forever. That's my take on it. I feel like we're going in the right direction with this very, very soon. Very soon. So everybody should be happy and safe and should think that way. We have to think that way. Okay, my lovely Pam, I'll call you tonight. Yeah.
Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful show, and thank you.
Okay, I love you. I'm going to go to Patty in New York. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Carmen. How are you? How's everything?
Everything is great. You?
I'm okay. Before I ask my
question... Hold on a minute. I said, everything is okay. My energy was to the roof. When I asked you said, I'm okay. Your energy was down. I don't want that. I want you to say, I'm great.
I'm great.
Say that. I'm extraordinary. Yeah. Whatever the problems I think I have, I'm going to eliminate them. You know, so I have that kind of a excitement about, you know, I'm alive. I'm okay. I don't have COVID. I don't have cancer. Why should I be that worried? You know what I mean? Because of other people, who cares? Because of a job, I'm going to change it. Because of a money, I'll make the money. So everything has a solution. Things that don't have solution when it comes to diseases, with tragedies, you have no reason to be down. Cheer up, put the energy up. I'm sorry to give you this advice, but I think it's going to be useful. So tell me, how can I help you?
Okay, before I ask my question, I was just thinking about what you just said about COVID. Do you think, in your opinion, the COVID virus will subside to the point that by the time the vaccine comes out, there won't be so much infection around?
No, it's going down with the speed of light. This is going fast. It develops some kind of immunity at every level, cellular level, mental level. You know, people, we become immune to an idea and it doesn't bother us anymore, you know. And the moment the waves of our brain are shifting towards something, At the beginning, we were terrorized. We allow it to happen to all of us. We were so scared that fear made us get infected at the rate that we did, you know. We didn't know how to handle it. We lost it mentally, we lost it. But now we breaking through this and said, oh, okay, whatever, it doesn't bother me. So we got used to it. So this is that kind of a mental immunity, I would define it. And I see people less and less dying, less and less getting the disease, less and less being affected by it. And I do believe that by the time we have a vaccine, we will be almost coming to an end of it. So it's going to get vaccinated. It might not even be
necessary.
Yeah, no. Like if you were talking about vaccine 5 months ago, anybody would have run and get a vaccine, you know, out of desperation. The time will come and there might be a vaccine, though I think a lot of contradiction will be when it comes to this vaccination. But I really believe that by the time of the vaccine, people are not going to be afraid anymore. They will be indifferent about it. They won't care about it. You know what will not go away? It's the consequences, the economic impact that didn't even start it yet. The political impact. So the impact at every level of our life is going to become obvious, but not the virus in itself. And the trauma. The trauma stays in our mind. We've been traumatized by this, globally traumatized.
Okay. Now my question, because you know I'm writing a book about a retired baseball player. And I believe he's my soulmate.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this year is 2020. He was born on the 20th. I have 20 chapters. What do you? I'm hoping. Quick question. Is this 20th chapter the final, or will it be another chapter?
You know, if you really want to hear, to me, I wrote many books. To me, 20 chapters is a lot of material. But if you really want to have a magic number, 22 is a master number. 22 is the symbolical of success. 22 is magic. So 11 is magic, 22 is magic. So I want you to use 22. If you went so far, you can add another two short chapters to complete that 22 number.
Right, but the 22, that means each chapter is 1 year.
I hear you.
It's 2001, but I actually started writing the book in 2010. So, you know, next month would be 11 years since I began to write this book. So the first
So you go by years. So every year, I hear you.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Can you go back in time and start this book somewhere that goes back to 2001.
Towards the end of 2001.
Actually, the major turning point in the history of mankind is this 2000 fear with the Maya calendar that that the world is coming to an end. We didn't actually realize that was not accurate, because the real transition happens only in 2033. So the world goes to transition for 33 years. And we come into the last 13 years, which are the hardest years. So 2000 did symbolize something. That new body got it right. You know what I mean? And I think this is something that you should think. You should think about it a little bit. Right. It's going to make a lot of sense.
How do you see, this is a question I'm trying to see how it ends. Because I believe whatever is meant to be in the book needs to happen first before...
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. What do you think will be the final ending to this book? Because it's I'm like, what do you think it is? You know, I'm just debating, you know.
Well, you have to find the ending has to represent the essence of everything that you're writing. So you have to have like a final chapter that is a expression of the entire concept, that idea. You put it in the last chapter. It's like a summary of something at the very end, you know, in which people, after reading, they come to a big conclusion. And this was what this is all about. And this is what this book is given to people. This is what this book is all about. So I feel like that should be the ending of it. the philosophy yes. behind this, the meaning of the book, the dharma of this book, the karma that goes through it, the all this ancient teaching, everything that you build, you know, somehow through the words of the book, you know, in people's minds.
But what do you think of, is something else going to happen that I need to add to the book, or it's like, everything?
I think you have to allow it to happen. I think you haven't lived that last chapter. So let it be, let it happen before, you know what I mean? Before projecting it, allow it to come to you, and then you will, I feel like this is something you need to find on your own.
All right, okay, so you don't see what it could be, because it's like I'm anxious.
It can be many things, you know what I mean? But I want you to be the one that come to your own, you know what I mean? I don't want to give you the key. Oh, you have to find the key.
Yeah, you know? It's like this is it. Like I have the aha moment.
Exactly. Okay, my lovely Patty, I go to a short break, and I love you. I'm going to go then to Andrea, Jenna, and Robin. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I have two people now, but I'm going to go to Gina and then to Andrea. Hi, Gina. How are you, my dear?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Jenna, I can hear you. Not very well because you're breaking up. Probably it's your phone. Let's see if you can establish a good connection.
Yeah, I'm so excited to reach you on the show.
The reception, I can hardly hear you. So, you know what I suggest? Try to call back. I'm going to take somebody else and take you in 2 minutes. So try to call back because the reception is not good.
How about now? Is it a little better? Is it better?
Yeah, it's better.
Excellent. Okay. I am so excited to be on the show. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Oh, I love you, my sweetheart. Yeah.
Thank you. I have a question. It goes along with what you described earlier with the obsession and recurrent thoughts.
Right.
And I have that about a person, and I wonder if it's just a soulmate or what kind of relationship and previously. So I was just wanting to know what your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I do feel like there is a very strong connection, and you are so obsessed to make that work. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And the brain creates that almost like a compulsive thinking about this person. You can't let that person go. You're actually not supposed to let that person go, but it all depends how you you can communicate. I feel there's an issue of communication, like you need better communication. Does it make sense?
Yes, there is a bad communication because I'm trying to distance myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you try to distance yourself? I don't think distance, I think taking a step back will probably be right for now. Like, take a step back from this person, that would be a good idea, you know?
What would it be like?
Stepping back, not being too aggressive, not initiating too much contact on your part. Let him be the one reaching out. And I see him reaching out more. If you do that, if you take that step back, he will be the one calling you more. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes. I actually have not contacted that person for about a year. And I was thinking maybe...
That is too long not to be in touch for 1 year. That's a long time. Was he the one contact you last?
I'm sorry, what?
Was he the one who contact you last for the last time? Who was the last who sent the message to you? Him or you sent the message to him?
He sent my messages.
And you didn't respond?
I do respond, but because of my current situation, I try to distance myself. Not willingly. Okay. Not willingly.
I understand. Is there a man in your life right now?
Yes.
Because I feel like that's the reason. Like, you're in a situation in which you cannot do too much. And this is where the problem is, you know? But also, where the communication with him should not be interrupted completely. So find ways to continue to communicate. So I know what you mean. The situation is complicated by this other man you're telling me about. You have a very strong karma with that person. So I think you should resolve it and try somehow to get yourself out of the complicated story you're going through and make it easy for you. Make it easy. Does this make sense? And I know that you will. I know that you will. I mean, it will take me a lot of time because I would love to check on what type of relationship you have with the man in your life, what type of relationship you have with this other guy we're talking about, and compare where you are, where you stand, and when. Unfortunately, the show doesn't give me the flexibility of such a long time that to spend with you. You understand?
I understand.
But at least if you send me an email with your birthday, that person's birthday, the man in your life, and I will look into making a compatibility, an energetic compatibility, so I can offer you an advice, who is who in your life and where your life goes in the future. Though there is a very strong side of me that says this new man in your life, who you're not necessarily in touch with, you will be in touch a lot in the future. Somehow I feel like the relationship with the person you are right now is coming to closure. Do you agree?
Possibly.
Yeah. I feel that. I'm not sure. I need to check on that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So we'll... we'll go that way. So send me an email with everything. So, because I want, or do me a favor, next week, be the first one to call, and I want to spend more time with you.
Okay.
And send
Thank
me
you.
Be in between. Send me an email at Carmen Hara at well with all the indication of all of that. When this person is born, when the man in your life is born, when you are born, and I'll do my work in between, and I'll respond, you know what I mean? I respond,
yes.
Is that okay? Okay,
my okay, name. Yes, thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate your help,
you
thank you, thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, my dear.
Thank
so
you.
I'm looking forward to your email.
Sounds good, thank you.
Okay, my love. Hi, Robin from Pennsylvania. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Yes, thank you for taking my call. It's been a while since I spoke. It's been a while.
I was just thinking. Are you okay? Everything is okay? What's new?
Well, what's new is even though my little dog did have some, holistic things going on, she did pass. And she was doing well, so well, and I thought she was going to make it, but she didn't. She died in my arms. I got a new dog, and then I didn't want a new dog, but the dog was born on Daisy's birthday, so I thought, well, maybe this is meant to be. I'm dealing with it. Yeah. But
I know, it's very painful, very painful. I lost my dog after 12 years last summer, and I can't recover. I can't recover. It's like I see that dog in my room every day, and I feel the pain. You know, it's like losing a child. It's very painful. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with me. But
it's good that you have the new dog. Is everything else is okay with you?
Well, I was told by the Department of Justice that the end of 6 months, I will find out what their decision was on my father's investigation. So I just wanted to check in to see. It will be the end of this month. They may get back. So I didn't know if you could tell me if anything else you can tell
me. So I feel like it might take a little bit longer on their investigation.
Okay.
It might be probably October, something like this. I do think you come victorious from this. Like, this seems to be I feel it in a positive way. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that you will be happy with the outcome. That's all that comes very strong in my head. And that's all that matters. And that's all that matters, you know?
That's it. And so that's all that I need, because I want to move to South Carolina, but I want to come and see you before that.
You are moving, and I'm going to give you a big hug, and I love you, Robin, and I'm so grateful that you called me. And the fact they have a new pet is really good. Is this a puppy?
Yes, he's difficult, but I guess I'll get through it.
Puppies are difficult till they adjust, and then they're the most loving. What breed is it?
It's a mix of part shepherd and something else, but he came from a kill shelter, so I wanted to take him, so.
Very good. You did something good. This is called good karma, honey. This is good. This means being a good human being, you know? If everybody would be like you on planet Earth, this would be paradise, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something really. I almost forgot to tell you that I had written the children's story, and I got connected with an artist.
Good.
And
good.
He has connections to a publisher in New York City, many publishers.
Good.
And
good.
He said he really thinks it's going to go somewhere, and I may be able to get a sponsor from a corporation. So,
Absolutely, you will. Yeah, absolutely. You will.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Thank you, Carmen.
It's going to be really good. I love you, my Robin. So, keep me posted. Call me anytime.
Okay, thank you, Carmen.
I love you.
We'll talk again soon.
I'm going to go to... Okay, sweetheart, please call me. Andrea from Chicago. Hi, my beautiful Andrea.
Hi, I'm calling for your magic. I don't know anyone more magical than you. I really don't.
Oh, you're so sweet. Magical. You, my beautiful friend. How's everything with you? I pretty much know, and it breaks my heart to know that somebody, you know, struggles. I don't want anybody to, and not a person like you especially. You deserve the best in this world. You deserve only, you know, satisfaction and joy. And think about, is it something in your belief system that you're holding on? Is it that you don't trust yourself enough? What is it, you know, within yourself, you know, that made you come to a point of not being treated well, or to a point of suffering? Why is this? Because because there must be something that you've been probably attracted at some point. I'm talking about magic, let's shift that around. So this situation has to come to an end. And I know I have to send you something, because I want to send you something that will change the energy, but I need your address.
Yeah, so I've been staying in a hotel. So,
that's why I'm saying, is there an address at the hotel that I can send you something?
Yeah, see, but then I'm trying to move, right? And I don't know
okay.
where. And that's
well, you will move. You will move. You will move somewhere in November. I don't see you in a hotel in November anymore. And you will move with the help of a man who's lighter eyes and brunette, big forehead, nice smile. He looks like an official or somebody who has some kind of an authority. And you get a place, like, but not a big one, but enough for you, and very nice and a very neat place, and you'll call that place home. For some reason, I feel like you even have a small balcony. It's like an apartment, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited that your whole life will change, because you're not gonna feel the way you feel in this hotel, like lost and in the air, and you're gonna have a sense of a home that is your home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was actually calling about this guy, though. Oh God.
Well, are you in touch with him?
Yes and no.
Well, do something to be in touch with him, because mm-hmm. you need to reconnect. I suggest that you reconnect to him. I highly
yeah.
recommend that.
Because what you're saying about, like, November and that little thing, that doesn't sound good to me. So I want to change the trajectory of that even.
Like, okay, change that. Change that.
Yeah.
Make it right away. Make it in 2 days, you know. Adjust your time, you know. Rewrite the story that we're creating in such
yeah.
a way that it is in your favor. I want you to know that I'm coming to the end of the show. But try to call me tomorrow night or Friday night, and we'll talk much more. I love
okay.
you, my Andrea. And
I love you,
thanks,
too.
You know, I'm sending you all the magic, all the good thinking, all the positive everything. And God bless you, my beautiful Andrea. And I love you guys. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. And thank you so much for listening. I feel so blessed to have you in my life. And I'm so grateful for calling in and making this show possible. And thank you, Home Time Radio, for always giving me the opportunity. I'm Carmen Hara, and God bless you guys.